Welcome to the Ask the Expert Show, sponsored by the Cardamone Law Firm for Injured Workers. Now sit back as Philadelphia's top experts in the legal, health, financial, and home improvement world educate you in the fields of workers' comp law, wealth management, family law, estate planning, pain management, and more. Call in now if you have a question for our experts at 888-329-3306. Now let's welcome our host, Steve O.
And we are back. This is the Ask the Expert Show. We're with you every Tuesday from 10 to 11. I got to tell you something about our next guest. If you noticed that attorney Michael Cardamone, his firm name opens up with every one of our shows. And our outro is with every one of our shows. Michael Cardamone, who practices workers' comp law, we feel so blessed to have him as such a big part of our show. And he takes off 30 minutes every month to educate you. Because one of the things is, I've been in this business long enough, people used to select an attorney by whoever had the largest Yellow Page ad. And it used to, I couldn't believe that that's how people chose an attorney. Well, nowadays, modern days now, a lot of people will choose an attorney by their website. That's no different than choosing who has the largest ad. But we actually have, and I know this for a fact, because we have a lot of attorneys that will call us or write us that are workers' comp attorneys wanting to do what Michael does with our show, which it's not going to happen. We're just glad to have Michael Cardamone. But what we want to do is we don't want you looking through the internet to find an attorney. We want you to have the best representation. And we are allowed to do this with attorney Michael Cardamone. Let me welcome our expert, and I can say our expert, attorney Michael Cardamone. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you for those really, really nice words. I appreciate that.
Well, it is, and Mike, because that's what this show is about, Mike. We want people that don't have to go to the internet and decide who's got the best website. That's not a way to choose an attorney, even though you have a great website. We want people to be represented by the cream of the crop, and that's who you are. And I got to tell you, and I've told you this before, we get so many worker comp attorneys in Philadelphia that know you and have complimented us on having you as our expert. So I know, because we rarely get that, but with workers' comp and Michael Cardamone, we get that. So we are so blessed to have you, Michael.
Well, thank you. I really love doing the show. I look forward to it, and I really enjoy there's a professor or a teacher sort of underneath the lawyer hat.
Yes.
Here, because I really enjoy, you know, helping people understand how it all works and putting their case together and analyzing the workers' comp situation. So I love it.
Well, you know, when you explain to people, first of all, the way you explain things, Michael, and I appreciate this so much, you don't talk over people's heads. And there's so much that people just do not understand about workers' comp law. One of is how you charge, or I may say how you don't charge up front. And also the worries that are involved with just, you know, applying for workers' comp. You know, am I going to lose my job? But we cover this on our show, and I guess, you know, just give people a little bit of background about Michael Cardamone. Are we there?
Yeah, sorry. I guess we got dropped there for a minute. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, give people a little background about your firm, Michael, and yourself.
Sure. We are a boutique firm. And what I mean by that is we're small, which also, in my opinion, means accessible. And all we do is workers' comp. There's nothing else we do. So we keep it very simple and very focused. Attorney Silver and I have over 60 years of combined experience. And, you know, we like to make the analogy, and we've said it on previous shows, that if you hurt your back and you needed to see a doctor, you'd probably pick the doctor who only treats people with back injuries or operates on backs versus the general practitioner. So we like our model because it tells people that they can trust us and that we're not doing a little bit of this, a little bit of that. All we do is comp. And so they know that they can, you know, trust that their case is being handled properly. So our main office is in Lansdale. We have an office in Philly and some other satellite offices. And we, you know, we'll do remote phone calls or video with clients if they're comfortable. And other people want to come in and see the brick and mortar. And so everybody's a little bit different. But and the firm, I started it in November of 2013. So we're going on 10 years, you know, fairly soon here. So it's been great. And but I like to keep it small. I don't want to become a mill. I don't want to become a firm where it becomes an assembly line and we lose our passion and we lose our ability to really focus on every single case and maximize it to the extent possible. So, you know, we've kept it small, you know, on purpose.
Michael, let me touch on that because, you know, you said, you know, we're a small boutique. I want people to understand something. We're in 8 different cities and we do workers' comp in other cities and we have personal injury. And I got to tell you, there's law firms out there that work on quantity, let's say. And, you know, because they do a lot of advertising. And I have actually talked to people that signed on with these firms. And the first thing they say is, I felt like I was in a factory. I never even met the attorneys at all. There was somebody that handled this, and so, you know, and it was not a good feeling what I went through. So, you know, sometimes there's our bigger attorneys, but the way you're treated, whereas with Michael, I mean, you're treated on a one-on-one basis. Wouldn't you say that's correct, Michael?
Yeah, I really do think there is a difference. And I don't want to disparage the bigger firms.
No, we're not doing that.
They have their strengths and weaknesses too. But I do believe that our clients in particular seek us out because they've either heard or they have an intuition that we're accessible. And, you know, I have clients who will text me, and we don't have a lot of layers to go through. We don't have an intake specialist and then a paralegal and then a secretary and then the lawyer maybe who calls you back 2 weeks later. No, they either call me directly or my assistant, and that's it. And so we're very accessible, and we don't like having our clients wait a week for callbacks. And that's the number one complaint I think most people will make against their attorneys. And listen, nobody's perfect. Sometimes you get sidetracked and you're juggling lots of cases, and it's easy to forget a callback or something. Nobody's perfect, but we really, really try our best to get back to people the same day and these kind of things, because we put ourselves in their shoes and we realize they're scared, they're anxious, their earning power is on the line, sometimes their houses. And so we act with a lot of attentiveness and urgency. You know, it's hard to say because I'm not in a big firm, but my gut tells me it's not always the same at those places.
Michael, you know, I want people to understand something. It's like this here in Florida. I'm sure it's the same way in Pennsylvania. You will hear attorneys get up during a commercial, and they will say, you know, there's no charge up front. Like they're offering you some special deal, but they're not. Everybody, you work on a contingency basis.
Yes, I agree. When I see the commercials, I just shake my head in disgust sometimes because it's true. You know, the very nature of workers' comp for injured workers or personal injury for the plaintiff or medical malpractice for the plaintiff, you know, they're contingent by nature. So, you know, they're these firms that are going out of their way to make it sound like they're unique in that there's no yes. charge and it's a contingent fee, that, you know, as if they're all alone out in left field. No, that's across the board. Nobody needs to show up with a check or cash. We get paid a percentage, and in PA work comp, it's 20% of the wage loss benefits. And there are some firms that charge on the medical. I don't do that. I just find it can put a client into a possible conflict of interest. But in any event, it's a contingent fee system, as you said. It's not something unique to their firm, but they try to right. use it as an edge for advertising.
So it's really important that you understand that when you meet with Michael, you're not going to have to write a check. Actually, Michael works on performance. Wouldn't you call it that?
Yeah, it's just, you know, we don't get paid unless there's a court order. And right. you don't get a court order unless you either get a settlement approved or you advance the case in court, meaning you either get them benefits they're not already getting, or if an injured worker is already on comp and you successfully defend the insurance carrier's attempt to reduce their benefits, then you would get a court order approving your fee. But a lot of people are already on comp, and I tell them, lawyer up, because we'll set your case up for a nice settlement. And a lot of people don't do that. They just coast along and they damage their case by not getting that free help because they figure, oh, I'm already on comp. Everything's fine. And they make mistakes. And so, you know, people that are on comp, the smart thing to do is to get advice because you're not going to see any reduction in your check unless you're in court. And at that point, you have to lawyer up anyway.
And you're going up against insurance companies, it's almost like Goliath, you know, against David. And why put yourself in that position?
Yeah, that brings up another point, though, with the advertising. I'm not going to name the name of the firms that do this, but a lot of them will put out advertising as if you need $5 million to pursue a case in court and that, you know, only certain firms have that kind of money. That's just not the case. Although the insurance companies are generally bottomless pits of money. On our end, you know, an average workers' comp case in Pennsylvania you might spend $2,000 to $3,000 on litigation costs. You don't need millions to prosecute a case. So there's advertising out there that kind of makes people believe that unless your firm is huge, your firm's not going to be able to afford the fight. That's just not true. It's borderline false advertising.
Yes, I totally agree. Michael, how long is the average injured worker on workers' compensation for?
If I had to guess, I'd probably say it's probably in the 1 year range. There are a lot of small cases where, you know, somebody just has a sprain or a strain of their back or knee. They're out for a couple months and they get the treatment or therapy and they're back to work. However, once somebody is on workers' comp, the fact that our due process system, you know, the right to have a trial, those kind of things, it can take a while to get somebody off of comp because litigation itself can take about a year once you're in court. So that tends to lengthen, I think, the average because of the length of time it can take to get somebody off. You know, that sort of counterbalances the smaller claim. So I'd probably say, you know, it's in the 1 year ballpark.
Well, before we go to break, I want to ask you, can workers, these insurance companies just stop the workers' comp checks whenever they want?
No, that's a big fear injured workers have. They don't understand until we educate them that there needs to be a court order in general. There's a couple other exceptions if they don't return certain forms within a month. these reporting forms if they're earning other wages and things like that. But, and, you know, if somebody was incarcerated, but in general, you need a court order to stop the benefits. And so people can sleep better at night once I tell them that. It's not a, not just some knee-jerk reaction from the adjuster at the insurance company who says, oh, I don't like John Smith, I'm going to just stop his checks. No, they can't do that.
You know, we're going to go to break, Michael. I want, you know, people now are, with the way the economy is, are taking second and third jobs. And some of them are taking jobs that they could get injured in. And they really don't know about workers' compensation. I want to talk a little bit about that when we come back about part-time people, mainly because I just got a question about workers' comp when you're on part-time. Give everybody your phone number and your website, Michael.
Sure. The phone number is 215-206-9068. And online, we're at cardamonelaw.com. And you can also find our blog, which is getting a lot of views. It's paworkinjury.info.
We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll have more with attorney Michael Cardamone. He handles workers' comp law. We'll be right back.
The Cardamone Law Firm is an extremely rare law firm that dedicates 100% of its practice to the strong representation of injured workers under the Pennsylvania Workers' Compensation Act. Attorney Michael Cardamone is an outstanding work injury lawyer with 5 convenient offices throughout Pennsylvania, from Philadelphia to Pittsburgh, and will make home visits upon request. Attorney Michael Cardamone has been recognized by the Best Attorneys of America, Super Lawyers, Top 100 in Pennsylvania, and has a perfect 10 out of 10 rating on Avvo. Attorney Cardamone brings his fighting spirit to each and every case he works on to safeguard the rights of people injured at work. The firm possesses the skill, experience, and resources necessary to go head-to-head with any defense firm or employer. Cardamone Law has defeated dozens of multi-million dollar companies. Call Cardamone Law 7 days a week at 215-206-9068 for a free and comprehensive consult. That's 215-206-9068 or go to cardamonelaw.com.
You're listening to the Ask the Expert Show, sponsored by the Cardamone Law Firm for Injured Workers. Now here's your host, Steve O, and his expert guest.
And we are back. This is the Ask the Expert Show. We're with you every Tuesday from 10 to 11. We have some of the finest experts in health, legal, financial, and home improvement. Today we have attorney Michael Cardamone, one of the finest workers' comp attorneys in the state of Pennsylvania. Michael, people want to know if they are part-time, does workers' comp take care of them?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, there's no requirement under the Pennsylvania workers' comp statute that you have to be a full-time employee to recover benefits, either wage loss or medical. There's also specific loss benefits for amputations and certain disfigurement and also death claims, of course. But in general, yeah, you can be part-time, full-time, you're covered. The key is, are you an employee versus, for example, an independent contractor? And if you're an employee, were you injured in the course and scope of your employment? So that's really the key analysis. It's not whether you worked, 40 hours or 3 hours. You're going to be covered either way.
So, Michael, we're getting a lot of text about this from listeners. People want to know if they are hurt on the job and they retain your services, is that going to hurt them at their place of employment?
It shouldn't by law, right? Because the employers are not allowed to retaliate for somebody pursuing their rights, which is workers' comp, if they're hurt on the job. But the reality of the situation versus what's, right theoretically is sometimes different. So you do see employers, and we hear this every week, we're starting to treat the injured worker a little differently. Maybe they're back to work on light duty after the injury, and they start getting written up a little bit more frequently, whereas before the injury, these things were, they weren't getting disciplined. So you know, sometimes you do see a change of an attitude from the management at a particular employer with the way they're treating someone. They're in an unspoken way normally. Sometimes they're dumb enough to put it in an email that we'll get a hold of. But in general, you know, it's an unspoken target on their back to get them out the door, make them quit. And then they can argue their loss of earning power is now due to their voluntary quit and not the work injury. And that can really put downward pressure on a settlement. So, yeah, you do see a lot of that. We try to give comfort to our clients and potential clients that we'll look out for that kind of thing, you know, for them to keep a really detailed journal about these kind of things that are happening post-injury. So that circumstantially, then they might be able to make a case if their employer suspends them or terminates them, you know, suddenly after a work injury, they're a bad employee. So yeah, that can happen.
You know, it's so sad that people don't realize they can get representation, not have to worry about what they're, especially when you have a lawyer, to educate them that they can have someone representing them to go up against these big insurance companies. But Michael, what happens when someone has a lot of medical bills and they're out of work? What do they do?
Well, if their claim is accepted and the medical bills are related to the accepted work injury, let's say you hurt your back, and in Pennsylvania we call a particular document a notice of compensation payable. That's sort of like an admission that they've accepted the work injury, and it says low back on there, the bill should get paid as long as they're for the back. Sometimes if it's a denied claim and we're litigating it and we're in court for a year, yeah, the medical bills can really mount, especially if they don't have regular insurance. And a lot of people lose that once they're out of work for a month or two. So it really becomes stressful where the medical bills are huge. So on our end, you know, that just puts that little extra vigor into our efforts, because we know if we win, all those bills are going to be off their back. Plus they'll get their wage loss benefits, plus interest, et cetera. So that's a scary proposition when the medical bills are mounting.
Do you see the insurance companies trying to drag things along that hopefully somebody might opt out because they're in a bad situation and the insurance company is dragging their feet?
Yeah.
Does that happen?
Absolutely. In different contexts, for example, if it's a denied claim and we're in court, you might see them, you might get the sense that they're really, you know, spending a long time litigating and deposing a lot of witnesses and really being ultra aggressive and dragging it out without any sensible offers, you know, to see if the starving injured worker will maybe cave in and say, okay, instead of 100,000, we'll take 10 because they're desperate and about to lose their home or something like that. You do see situations where it's not really admitted by the other side, but you can sense it that they're just not going to make a fair offer. So, and you see it in some other contexts too. So yeah, that can happen where you just know they're taking their good old time to see if they can kind of gain leverage that way.
Well, Michael, I've got so many more questions for you, and we've come to an end of the show, but I hope I'm going to give Michael an invite that he'll come back again next week to do another show on it.
That would be great.
Workers' comp. Michael, give everybody your phone number before we get out of here.
Sure. 215-206-9068.
Please write that number down. And again, Attorney Michael Cartmone will be back with us again next week at 10:30.
Look forward to it.
Everybody have a wonderful week. Thank you so much, Michael. You're the best. We'll see you
Thank
next
you.
Week.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Philadelphia.
You've been listening to the Ask the Expert Show, sponsored by the Cardamone Law Firm for Injured Workers. Join us every Tuesday at 10 for Philadelphia's finest experts in the legal, health, financial, and home improvement fields.